So it's a story that we have been tracking here on the 130 News Desk, and alas, sadly, there will be no more updates as the future of daylight saving time in Texas will stay exactly the same that it is now. A bill had passed the House, or passed in the House, that would have allowed Texans to vote on either exempting the state from daylight saving time or observing daylight saving time year-round. It was put forth by a representative from San Antonio. He said he didn't care which option voters chose, that he was just tired of the clock shifting.
Yeah.
And I don't know all that much about how state politics works. I just know it's common to read this passed in the House and died in the Senate.
Why? Yeah, why?
And I think it has something to do with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick basically didn't get involved. Like, he would have needed to...
He's still a Homer call.
He would have needed to... No.
The different Dan Patrick.
Yeah. I think he's dealing with depression or something now, too.
The different Dan Patrick or this one?
The different
one. Or the one that hates bathrooms.
I think this is the one that hates or something. Bathrooms, yeah. And also hates when... Like a trans wrestler just mows through the women's bracket.
That's a weird bit. I don't want to side with Dan Patrick on anything.
Just choking down. 15-year-old girl.
Don't make me side.
Just a trail of girls.
Leroy
on his way to another trophy.
Well...
That's right. I'm just trying to do
anything is possible.
Follow my dream. And
in the case of this Dan Patrick in this bill, ever since I was a little boy, I dreamed of winning the women's wrestling tournament.
Golly, you know, that Leroy Jenkins drop on our show, I don't want to say we were out of ideas, but man, as we approach 4,900, Dan, I feel...
No, it feels good. It's a nice new addition that I think has kind of made our whole show different.
New, we're peaking.
New for 2019.
Yeah.
We hired a female. We got all sorts of bits going on.
Make the list. Leroy Jenkins.
We did hire a female.
I just need a warning before that drop, I think. Yeah. It kind of comes out of nowhere. And I,
yeah.
That's kind of the bit there.
I roll back in my chair and freak out a little
that's
bit
the
each warning. Time.
Leroy!
That's then the they're like, damn, he ran in.
I had,
damn,
a, really scared I had a quieter version of it, but it just didn't really hit the same.
Boy, that one's loud.
That's not a good warning, Mino. Try
so
harder.
Anyways, this Dan Patrick thing, I don't know if they'll reignite this next year or not. This feels like it's just a great idea, much like robot umpires. By the way, see if you can find the robot umpire clip from... I've been wanting to hear that for a long time.
I have a craving?
Yes, exactly. It just seems
is that like robot
is,
chicken?
There was this guy one time,
you're
old umpire.
You're taking all the humanity out of baseball. If you're going to do that, why don't we just get robots and let them play the game? I mean, you don't need, if you don't need umpires out there, you can put robots out there, then why do we need ball players?
Yeah.
Wait, why do you, how do you make that leap?
Would
to
watch.
Why need ball players if we don't have umpires? I don't
know,
understand that.
I'm on
that.
Board. With cyborg outfielders, that sounds awesome. It's like BattleBots, which Bob got hooked on for a summer, but with,
nothing wrong with that.
America's favorite pastime.
So,
but this feels
Dan
like a
Patrick,
great idea that's never going to actually come to any fruition.
Did McLovin want to pass it?
Paulie, these are jokes for three. Or four, if you include Mike Reiner.
And four. It already won. For
so it's dead.
Rules.
Isn't McLovin Dan Patrick's guy?
I think
producer
so.
Producer or something?
Yeah.
Boy, those were the days.
One name.
Running
he
the
stole
board
name?
That.
How did they steal that name?
Who are you, Seal?
Wouldn't you love if Jake was called McLovin?
I think so.
So maybe people would like him then.
This is a wild story. I don't know if you guys have kept up with this. Out of Fort Worth, as over in Ryan Place, a very nice neighborhood in Fort Worth, on Saturday evening, a mother was walking with her eight-year-old daughter, just out. I mean, it's daylight, 6:30, Saturday evening, very nice neighborhood in Fort Worth. And this 51-year-old man, Michael Webb, basically just rips the child from her and throws it in the car and drives off. The mom fought back. I think she might even ripped like a necklace or a watch off of him or something. So it wasn't like the kid was out on her own. She was walking with her mom, and it wasn't like it was a 2-year-old. It was an 8-year-old. And he's able to get her into the car, takes off. And I started seeing this on social
media. Like a Hollywood version of a kidnapping.
Yes, but not broad daylight.
That's really weird.
Million-dollar-y type homes or very expensive homes. And the community, the public, mobilizes very quickly. I mean, this is probably a community where everybody probably knows one another, either goes to similar, you know, churches and stuff like that. Everybody gets on board. They're actually able to recover the child by, I think, like 2 a.m. Sunday morning, Saturday night at a hotel over in Forest Hills, which is not that far away, after somebody was able to see, someone saw the car at the hotel that had been described, and also they had a doorbell camera video of the car driving off, so they weren't able to get a plate, but they were able to get a very good description of the car. Maybe the mom was like in a daze and didn't necessarily see what kind of make and model she was looking at.
Another plus for the doorbell camera.
Yeah.
Man, I was sure you were going to tell us that story was turned out to not be what it was originally reported to be, just because it sounds so sensational.
It is, and it's
you're
even
crazier.
You're
walking with your little kid, and somebody stops and grabs him.
And to make matters even stranger, the Forest Hill Police Department had actually been dispatched to the exact same hotel, the WoodSpring Suites, at midnight. So 4.5 hours after the kidnapping, after someone at the front desk said, the car you're looking for is here, and I think he has a girl with him, they go to that room. He's really uncooperative. He won't come out, but eventually he lets them in. They walk around the room, and they don't find the little girl. And 2 hours later, I think he was outside with her. Now the Fort Worth PD go back and say, we're taking this over, and they find the girl there and arrest him. And
so he had hidden her successfully the first time?
He must have, because I just don't think you're keeping an 8-year-old quiet. I don't know if you're keeping him quiet in the room, but where else would she have been? Is she out for a stroll? Then you would have seen her, right? If she was outside the apartment.
His trunk?
Yeah, maybe. It's a very
confusing case. Was she drugged up
or
something?
I mean, you're not going to get, I don't think you're going to get details like that. Hmm. If ever, definitely not now. Yesterday, he was being held on $100,000 bond, which was really confusing to me.
Raise it.
Well, now he's been transferred to the FBI. So,
confusing because it seemed that's odd that he would be able to even get out?
Yeah, under any amount of cash.
Have they set a motive for this yet? Because I've heard he doesn't know the family.
I don't think he knows the family.
It sounds very child trafficking.
But he does have I think he has at least one, if not two, prior charges of sexual assault that had been dropped. Mm. And the prosecutors in those cases said that, you know, basically it was a technicality type thing, that not necessarily that he beat the rap, but I do believe he had prior charges of sexual assault. So, yeah, it does kind of feel trafficky-ish. But it is very, very right out of the movies.
Yeah, there are easier people to kidnap, right?
Yeah.
Than pulling her. And it would
from
seem
the
like
mom.
It would seem a much better chance you would get caught doing it in this guy's
absolutely
manner.
I'm trying to think what I would do if someone tried to just yank my child away as I'm walking down the street. Like,
well, she fought.
Well, you're definitely clawing at him, because then you're at least getting his DNA, right?
Draw some blood somehow.
Yeah.
There's also a bit of a controversy.
It's a great
in this
idea,
case.
Dan.
Yeah, and maybe that's why she
aim
grabbed the jewelry.
Aim for the family jewels, though, too. That's the way you should go after men.
Well, I've always said, if you need to shock somebody, just disrobe. You know, nobody wants to fight a naked person.
So you want Julie to flip her shirt off if somebody comes for Tiny Ryder.
Anybody who's with their child, you know, no one wants to attack. I mean, I guess it would really only work for a man. No one wants to deal with a nude man, right?
So that's what
but
you
would
do.
But there would be a shock factor with the woman, right?
Like, shock would, you get up and
go. He's like most dudes, he'd just stop what he's doing and look up and say something
stupid.
His
eyes
would
bulge out of his head.
There was some controversy.
Forgot what he was doing.
In this case, because they sent out, 4th PD sent out an Amber Alert, but it didn't go, it only went to media and media members that were, I guess, on a certain list, and social media, because they didn't have a license plate. And I guess the way that the Amber Alert system has been set up in years past is that they don't issue an Amber Alert unless you see a license plate. Which
so
if you
only
think
if you're
it,
legally registered, can you get an Amber Alert on you?
Yes, but if you think about it now, with the introduction of the doorbell camera and of all the other cameras we have of footage of people everywhere, if they could have just shot that out or shot out the make and model and it looks like that, you know, I don't know, that seems kind of antiquated, which I think is what the Fort Worth mayor was saying, is that this is based on 1980s or whenever the Amber Alert was, the early 90s.
Technology.
Yeah, stuff. Now you've got way, way more information. So I don't know. It's
so how did they end up tracking it down that somebody at the hotel said,
they were calling them like two members of a local church.
Yeah, a local pastor was the one who I believe I'm not sure.
Started driving around looking for the car that they had described and found the car and called the police. And this like all unraveled overnight on social media Saturday night, because I was in Arizona trying to figure out my flights because my initial flight was booked, and I saw this whole thing develop, which is kind of a crazy thing. And then you go to sleep for a few more hours, you wake up, you hear that she's been caught.
Yeah.
I retweeted it at like 2 a.m. Everyone was retweeting this story, which is weird, the way things develop now.
So it's a positive for social media.
Exactly.
This is where social media did something good.
And she wasn't that far away either. That Forest Hills is like maybe 6 or 7 miles from Ryan Place.
What was the show we were watching where the traffic cams pretty much trip every license plate?
Hunted?
Yeah,
or
something
whatever?
Like that. Yeah, yeah.
Where
the
they actually
show?
Yeah.
They try to get off the grid.
I guess they didn't have a license plate there, but I wonder in 10 years if you'd be able to kind of locate any car based with technology.
Unless you have one of those license plate things that obscures your license plate, which I believe was the story Killer was trying to tell once whenever he dubbed the guy James Bond.
James Bond.
Like you have a thing that will...
Yeah, there was a guy who got a
triangle,
bunch of tickets.
Right? It's a license plate.
There's
triangle.
A couple different types,
and you press a button on your dashboard and it just flips to the next one, and now you have a New Jersey license plate. And
really?
He's only half kidding.
Like, does
those
it,
exist.
Does, oh. It existed in the movies.
It existed, and that's how that guy was.
I thought
was
that's like illegal.
Trouble. It is illegal.
Oh, I'm positive it's illegal.
even make one and sell one, it would seem to be illegal.
Yeah, I mean, and to have one, you would have to be James Bond.
James Bond.
All right, John.
Okay, is it?
Yay!
See, I thought he said blonde. Does he get James
Bond?
A little laugh at the end.
Yeah.
Leroy!